This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear now for a couple of days this week a sermon I preached just last weekend at Island Community Church. Island is the church that I pastor. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You are invited. If you're looking for a church home, you are invited to come out to Island. If you enjoy sermons like this and what you hear on this program, we invite you to come out to Island Sunday mornings at 10:30 and be a part of our congregation and of our church family. We welcome you. If you're looking for a church, if you like hearing the Word of God proclaimed, and if you like hearing no holds barred, the whole counsel of God, you're welcome to come out Sunday morning, 10:30. Thursday as well, Thursday at 6, we're in the book of Revelation. We're getting ready to wrap that up probably this week or next week. We're about the end of chapter 21. You're invited Thursday nights, 6 to 7. In the meantime, here this week for the next couple days, we're looking at what Jude said. He said, earnestly contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. Man, oh man, we've got so many examples around us today of people out here in society, people out here in the United States that are earnestly contending for the faith, who refuse to say no, who refuse to cower because God has not given them a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And people are standing up and rising up and saying no. Now God's looking for a few good men and women. That's what we're looking at here this week. Earnestly contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. Here's part one of that message. Enjoy the Word today. Earnestly contend for the faith is what we're looking at here today. So Pastor Paul's now taking requests. A few people mentioned to me this week, well, why don't I teach out of the book of Jude? So it is a small book, only one chapter. We're not legalists here, right? We can go wherever the Lord leads. Why not? It's a power-packed little book as well, as you're going to find out here today. Since I don't believe in coincidences, I find it interesting that this little book of Jude is the very last book in your Bible right before the end of the age and the coming of the tribulation. No mistake. Now, Jude, or Judas, actually, you see, there's a name kind of like Adolf, if you know what I mean. Popular name up until 33 AD, and then, you know, your name was Jude. You're going to start going by the name of Fred or Seymour. So I guess the first church, you know, since Jesus' brother, sorry, Mary, but he had a brother. She had other children, too. Now, this was one of them. His name was Judas. Early church, I guess, wanted to. Let's just make that Jude. A shorter version. Jude is Jesus' half-brother, same mother, Mary.
her really what her real name is, Miriam, known as Mary to us. Now, here's my intro from this open Bible commentary that I have. It says, fight! Exclamation point. Contend. Do battle. When apostasy arises, when false teachers emerge, when the truth of God is attacked, it's time to fight for the faith. Now the commentary continues. Only believers who are spiritually in shape can answer the summons. You do know that's right, right? Only believers that are spiritually in shape can answer that summons. I mean, if someone says to you, I mean, if you were to go up to someone and say, well, homosexuality is a sin, and someone says to you, where is that in the Bible? What do you do? Do you say, well, Leviticus 18, Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 19, 1 Corinthians 6, do you not know that those that practice these things won't inherit the kingdom? Do you go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, where homosexuals is listed in between kidnappers and thieves? Or do you say, you know, I was always wondering where that is. Stick with me. I'll get back to you next week. Or do you give them my business card? Don't give them my business card. Man, you got to know. Here we go again. Back to the PCL, right? How many members here? Right? The Professional Christian League. We're professionals here, right? We know the Word of God. Now, James says, earnestly contend for it. Fight for it. He goes on, this is at the beginning of his letter, Jude focuses on the believer's common salvation. But then he feels compelled to challenge them to contend for the faith. The danger is real. False teachers have crept into the church. Oh, yes. Let me remind you again, this is the last letter in the New Testament before the coming apocalypse. This is the state of the Christian church right before the end. And I would say, look around. And you'll see the state of the church right before the end. False teachers, this note goes on. False teachers have crept into the church, turning God's grace into unbounded license to do as they please. Jude reminds us of God's past dealings with unbelieving Israel, disobedient angels, and wicked Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the division of this short letter we're going to look at. Jude is really prophetically speaking of the condition of the church right before the end of the age, where there's a problem with evil spirits and homosexuality and turning away from the faith. In face of such great danger, Christians should not be caught off guard. The challenge is great, but so is the God who is able to keep you from stumbling. That's the end of this book here. It's the greatest exhortation in Jude. Now today I want to look at what Jude or Judas calls earnestly contend for the faith. Everyone has Jude. Next to last book in your Bible. Verse 1. Lord, we ask for your blessings on this book here today. In the coming days and weeks, speak to us through your word, Lord. Help us. We can't earnestly contend for the faith without you helping us to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Not to fear man, but to go in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless our understanding of this book here today and in the coming weeks. We listen for you. Speak to us where we know you speak through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James. Now, Jude is the brother of James, the man who wrote the book of James. Half-brother of Jesus, brother of James. Now, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Notice all of the past tense here. Reads like a Christmas card, doesn't it? From Jude to those who are, number one, he says, called. Now remember, you can't gain entry into the kingdom if you're not called. Because when you're called, God gives you a secret message. Or actually, would should say in this day and age, a PM. You know what a PM is? What is it? Private message. For those that waste good hours of the day on Facebook. Private message. When God calls you, he gives you a private message. And you have to be called, and you have to respond to the call. I use the analogy frequently of God calling you on your cell phone to help get a good understanding of what it means to be called. What are the various responses you could come up with if God called you on your cell phone? Number one, you could send a voicemail, right? Number two, you could respond by text. A lot of these new fancy schmancy phones have an option when someone calls you, you can hit respond by text, and it's something like this. The person you have called is busy at the moment, and they will respond later when they're not so busy. That's one way to respond when God calls you. The third thing you could do is you could ignore the caller, hoping the caller goes away. The fourth thing you could do would be the angry response, would be to block the caller. Block. You're tired of seeing God come up on your, ring, you pick it up, God. Oh, not again. Would this guy, would he leave me alone? I'm tired of him calling me. So you block the caller. The last thing you could do is answer the call. Answer when God calls you. When God calls you, he gives you a private message. The private message is this: meet me at the cross. Meet me at the cross. Where we're going to settle everything. Right here at the cross, where Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died. You've got to answer the call. You know, we read in Matthew chapter 22 of people that were in at the wedding feast that didn't have the right clothes on. These are those that tried to hop over the fence. And he threw them out. He says, cast them out where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you enter in through the door, Jesus says, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. He gives you your own special clothes. But you got to meet him at the cross.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.